This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Took my line again. He said Free Talk Live. You can have it too. Can I say it too? Free Talk Live. 855 450 free like freedom.
We don't believe in intellectual property. Anybody can say that.
What's the opposite of intellectual property? Unintellectual property?
I guess.
Not very smart property?
Intellectual?
Anti-intellectual property?
Could be.
Interesting. 855 450 free is our phone number if you would like to give us a call. And talk about, well, whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to do so.
We're intellectual. We're talking about Jeffrey Tucker.
He's a smart guy. Well, we have been, but we segued a little bit from our last caller, and he was talking about this contact tracing. And
oh, yeah, creepy.
I did happen to bring this in, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But first, I wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're helping build one, Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network to it, so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu.
Yeah, I mean, this whole contact tracing thing that's, the you know, all these new age, or not new age, but
new tech.
Yeah, this terminology that's been coming out, this kind of Orwellian doublespeak terminology, social distancing.
The new normal.
Social distancing is anything but social.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Contact tracing, that's, we're tracking you.
Yeah.
We're tracking you everywhere. Like 2 years ago, or Edward Snowden comes out, right, and people were rightfully upset finding out the invasiveness of what the federal government was doing. And now it's like, oh, yeah, we'd love to be told where we are and who's nearby and have the government monitoring this at all times. And they're starting this stuff, and I know we haven't even gotten into your story yet, but the stories I've seen about this, you're going to be covering what's happening in India, but the stories I've seen are like, well, okay, Apple's teaming up with Google. This is unprecedented. These companies are working together, they're teaming up to do contact tracing on all cell phones. But it's okay, it will be anonymous because you won't know you won't know when the app tells you, Captain, you've been contacted, or someone has come into contact with you that has COVID-19. Well, it's supposedly not going to tell you who that person was or when it happened, in which case...
That sounds useless.
Why is it valuable? And you know they know, right? Like, so they know that in the back end, they know that, you know, at this date and at this time on this street corner, somebody walked by you, and they know exactly who it was. So why people aren't concerned about this, it just goes to show how far we've fallen from any concern for liberty or privacy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this type of technology, while it's new in its application towards stuff like COVID-19, for example, the seeds of this type of technology started with things like, you know, the sexual predator databases, right? Anybody who's a registered sex offender, you know, he's in a database, they know where they live and all that kind of stuff. Some of these guys, I have an article about that for another time, but some of these guys have to have an app on their phone now. For, you know, when they're on, like, parole and that kind of a thing.
And, yeah.
And so, and it works horribly, and it goes horribly for the people as well. But we're seeing more and more of governments, you know, monkey see, monkey do. What one government does, another government will do. Mm-hmm. That whole social credit system that we saw in China, yeah, that's shades of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So this article is from Gizmodo, and it is focused on India's mandated contact tracing app is an invasive and insecure mess, according to the article. No matter how you feel about contact tracing, it's been openly embraced by federal authorities around the world. And just for our listeners...
That's enough reason to be against it.
Yeah, just for our listeners who don't know what contact tracing is, we should probably explain that, right? So what it is it's tracking your movements so that the government arguably can tell whether you've bumped into somebody that may or may not be infected with, well, in this case, COVID-19 is the impetus that they're using to implement this right now.
And they're suggesting that somehow that's information that's beneficial because then you could go get tested and see if you caught it, so on and so forth.
It's like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. So anyway, it's openly embraced by federal authorities around the world, from the UK to Germany to, well, you name it, as a way to curb the spread of the current pandemic. And while every country grapples with
the... But it won't curb the spread of it.
No, it won't. Every country grapples with the long-term privacy implications. Uh-huh. Yeah, they even admit it.
They're not grappling.
Yeah, they're not grappling. They're just, oh, yes, please, please, may we have it? Yes, sir, may I have another?
Well, some people are. We were out with a whole bunch of people who were grappling the other day. Not in the Firefly sense of the word.
Yeah. The downloading of this sort of tracking tech onto their phone, one country, India, has drawn more than a few raised eyebrows over the app, which is reportedly not only invasive, but quickly becoming a mandatory download for millions of people currently residing there. That's according to the new BuzzFeed News report about the app called Aragaya Setu, literally a bridge to health in Hindi. Per the report, though Indian authorities initially offered citizens the opportunity to opt in voluntarily, it's quickly becoming a required download for gig workers and federal officials alike.
Surprise!
Yeah. Ooh. You must. It's a must, not a may. Meanwhile, an independent analysis of the app by Gizmodo revealed that this increasingly mandatory app didn't only enable federal surveillance on a massive scale, but was a battery drainer.
Great.
Open these devices to a buffet of hacks as well.
So it's crappy code as well.
It's crappy code because government, you know, aren't software developers, and the software developers that are making this are, you know, arguably sucking off the government teat because they're getting paid bank because they're making it for the government, et cetera, and so on. So this app initially rolled out in the start of last month and gained steam at a breakneck pace, reaching 50 million downloads in less than 2 weeks of its launch, with those numbers continuing to skyrocket as the month went on. Like many of the contact tracing apps we've seen internationally, the idea here was that people could download it voluntarily. Last month, India's Prime Minister sent out a tweet urging people to download the app, calling it an important step fighting a pandemic that claimed more than 1,000 lives across the country
today. In India,
where
one of the most populated. They have, what, a billion people there?
Yeah, they're definitely not.
So that's literally one in a million.
Not lacking for people. Since then, it looks like the country's stance on voluntary took a turn. This week, the app became a mandatory download for all central government officials in the region, following reports from the previous week that multiple startups are requiring similar downloads for their employees. My God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the worst part of all this, is the corporate mandates that are coming down on people. And we've already we had two calls come in tonight from people who were frustrated by this, who did not want to wear. There was the gentleman in the dump truck and the other guy that worked at a car dealership. Neither of them want to. They don't see any benefit in wearing a mask at their job. They would prefer not to. And that's why I said, you know, just tell them you got a medical reason not to wear it. And that should end the conversation right there.
Yeah, it certainly should. And the fact that if you're alone in a truck driving, whether it's a dump truck or over the road or your own car, why would you want to wear a mask?
I see it happening all the time.
I do, too. I see folks driving down the street with their masks on.
Although, thankfully, most people aren't driving around with masks on. And when I was in Walmart yesterday, it felt like the majority of the people in the store, the customers at least, did not have masks on. But that was just my impression.
I yelled at a guy in Walmart the other day. I was going in one door, and he wanted me to go in the other door, and I was just like, viruses don't care about that stuff.
Nice.
So you walked in the wrong door anyway?
No, I didn't, because they still have property rights.
Right.
But I just told him it was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think it's important to say things. I mean, I don't think that those of us who think it's stupid should stay quiet. I think we should be kind, but also let people know that we don't appreciate it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, local sources have recently claimed that the federal officials are asking smartphone makers to pre-install the app onto devices.
Oh, boy.
Wow. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, give us a call. Do you want a mandatory app installed on your cell phone to trace you?
There already are.
Yep. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Poor Sam's was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynamite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
tonight's live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we'll be taking your calls and your thoughts in just a moment. But first, I wanted to tell you about ForkFest 2020. We've had some positive indications that this is still going to go on,
mm-hmm.
Because it's a little far out yet as far as in terms of being...
Not that far. I mean, we're 2 months away.
Okay, 2 months away, but still. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I just want to make it very clear to our listeners that the most important thing you can do is to reserve your spot.
Yeah.
Right? Go to Rogers Campground's website. You know, reserve your spot because they're really counting on that to help make this happen.
They need to know that people are going to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? I can't think of any place I'd rather be. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. And I'm told that people will do some real creative stuff, so I'm looking forward to it. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And we've been talking about this article from Gizmodo, where apparently in India, they're beginning to make a contact tracing app mandatory for at least government workers and some other industries. Now, the app requires an India-based phone number currently to function, so while the writers of the article over at Gizmodo were able to download the app,
they couldn't use it.
They weren't able to see the personal information it siphoned firsthand. But, according to the India-based financial newspaper LiveMint, users are asked to offer basic information like age, gender, health status, and a brief travel history, along with being told to allow the app to access their location data at all times. The app also permaflips the device's Bluetooth to constantly monitor their surroundings for other app downloaders and offers handy labels from low risk to high risk, depending on their proximity to someone that counted themselves as infected. Though we weren't able to try out the app, the APK, that's software speak, is essentially a package detailing the nuts and bolts of the Android app. It is freely available, meaning that we can browse the exact permissions the app asks the folks that download it. Aside from asking for access to the downloader's entire contact list,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The app monitors their location at all times, even if it's running in the background.
That's kind of the point.
Aside from tracking this locale through the phone's internal GPS, the app also accesses what's known as the user's course location, which is pulled from data like Wi-Fi networks that they might be connected to at any given time. India is no stranger to federally funded surveillance tech, and the fact that this data is being funneled straight into the government's hands means that the location of millions will now be delivered straight into the already sprawling dossier India's government has on each and every citizen.
It's coming here soon. Don't worry.
I know.
Soon. And again, they could have already had your information. I mean, it's not like this information was very difficult for the government to attain. Again, going back to Edward Snowden in 2013, I mean, more than half a decade ago, it was pretty obvious what he revealed was that the NSA could gather all kinds of info about you, whether legally or illegally. And if the government's doing something that's illegal, then it's rare that they're going to get caught for doing it. But in these cases, you're going to see that they're just going to legalize the things that they might have already been done illegally.
Sure. It's only illegal when you do them. It's not illegal when they do them.
Mm. Right.
Keep in mind that these are the same authorities that have, in the past, openly spoke about their right to freely snoop on the texts and calls on citizens' devices. This is also the same government that has been moving towards an increasingly disturbing form of Hindu nationalism that inflicts violence on its Muslim population. In other words, It's not the greatest environment for micro-targeted surveillance overreach to blossom.
Well, I mean, no environment is going to be good, and no government is going to be good with this information.
Yeah, agreed. And
they're not going to all of a sudden become trustworthy people just because they say that, they're trying to help you. This is for, keeping people safe here. I mean, we got to have access to all this data because of safety. It's totally violating your privacy, but who needs that anyway?
It's the same old chorus that we hear every time, the same thing that happened with 9/11. It's for your safety.
You know, if it just saves one life, Captain, shouldn't you just give up all your privacy? This, it could just save one life.
This app is the new version of, do you remember the terror threat level grid?
Oh, yeah,
or the alert level, the colors, yeah, right? Red, orange, yellow, green, and all
it's
that
stuff. It's
probably
still out there.
Yeah. So this is the app equivalent of that now. There's more on this article, and we can talk more, but... first, let's get some of your calls and your thoughts on the matter. We're talking with Philip in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's listening to us on Twitch. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Philip, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man. You know, I was hearing how you were talking about the privacy things about, you know, apps and data requests for your safety, and, you know, it really is kind of scary.
Yeah, I know. It's more scary to me than the coronavirus, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you know the even things like Discord and Twitter have a high risk to collect your data, and they track you. You know, and it really is kind of scary. You know, I was looking at this one app on the App Store. I forgot the name of it.
What does it do?
But essentially, the function is that with the app.
Yep. You're way too late on that one, I think.
I hit it twice.
Yeah. You got to be ready with the Twitch callers. I mean, they're almost guaranteed to do that.
Yep. That's my bad. Well,
isn't that special? Yeah. Well, there's got to be a moron in every crowd.
Sure does.
That was ours for tonight.
Yeah. All right. So, moving right along, more on the article.
Is it really going to tell us something we don't already know?
Well, I don't know. Let's find out. It causes the massive battery drain, obviously, because the Bluetooth is, you know, permanently on, opens folks up to more hacks. There's all sorts of reasons that contact tracing is unlikely to be the magic bullet some federal authorities are hoping for, and lack of adoption is certainly a concern. Mandating the download of an invasive, insecure app might halt the virus's spread to some degree, but it's more likely to get the people snooped on or hacked and even spammed. And when governments insist on ignoring proper security measures, it makes everyone wary of the most ethical of apps.
Or even spammed, like that's the worst thing they mention.
Indeed. 855-450-FREE like freedom. We'll take your calls and your thoughts, and we've got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with John. News.
with John Hunt.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney has released a plan giving essential workers a temporary pay raise during the COVID-19 pandemic. Romney is the first Senate Republican to formally propose hazard pay in his plan after Democrats introduced their own version last month. Under Romney's Patriot Pay plan, essential workers making less than $50,000 a year would receive a bonus of up to $12 an hour during May, June, and July. Three-quarters of the raise would be paid by a refundable payroll tax credit from the federal government, and employers would cover the rest. Romney said in a statement, healthcare professionals, grocery store workers, food processors, and many others, the unsung patriots of the front line of the pandemic, every day risk their safety for the health and well-being of our country, and they deserve our unwavering support. Romney said the plan, North and South Korean troops exchanged fire along their border, the first such incident since the rivals took unprecedented steps to lower frontline animosities back in 2018. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it is believed that North Korea's firing was unintentional.
We can confirm, at least the initial reports are, that just about right, a handful of shots that came across from the north. We think those were accidental. South Koreans did return fire. So far as we can tell, there was no loss of life on either side.
The exchange of fire came a day after North Korea broadcast video of its leader Kim Jong-un reappearing in public after a 20-day absence amid intense speculation about his health. Some Texas businesses, including restaurants, malls, and movie theaters, began to reopen in response to Governor Greg Abbott's decision. Major theater chains are remaining closed, but some smaller theaters have chosen to reopen with heightened security measures. EVO Entertainment CEO Mitchell Roberts said the plans to reopen two of their theaters with airport-style security check-ins will happen on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition, where we got about, another half hour or so left, and we've got time for your calls and your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And I want to just take a minute and say thank you to Joe. Joe is a gold-level amplifier for the Free Talk Live show. What that means is that Joe makes a donation every month to this particular program because he wants to see the ideas and things that we talk about here, the ideas of freedom, our perspective, get on more radio stations. And you can help with that, too, over at amp.freetalklive.com. There's some benefits to doing the amplification process, if you will. There's some, secret club places where you can go online. And there's some other little perks that you can find out more about over at amp.freetalklive.com. But if you like this program, you like what we do, you like the perspective of freedom, and you want to help us get on more radio stations, you can do that and help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you very much, Joe, for being a gold-level amplifier. We really appreciate it. So, Ian, you said that you had something tonight for show prep about some snitcheroonies, some snitchels?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of good news, and that
is... Did the snitches get ditches?
Or snitches? Oh, I don't know if it's gone that far
yet. Are they little bitches? Did they get stitches?
They are definitely little bitches, but I don't know if it has gone to the point of retaliation against their snitching. But the story from the Daily Mail in the UK is that more than 900 Missouri residents who snitched out lockdown rule breakers are fearing retaliation after details have been leaked online.
Yeah. So people who went to these government websites to report their families, friends, neighbors for violating some sort of social distancing thing that they didn't like, they somehow got their information leaked?
They did.
Well, that's a thing to it's a thing to celebrate because snitches should fear.
Hundreds of people have been exposed for reporting people who flouted social distancing rules, and some are now scared they could receive a backlash. The names and addresses of approximately 900 people in Missouri were released as part of a media request under the Sunshine Law, which allows for the release of information submitted to a public agency. Oh, interesting.
That's so why they call it the Show Me State.
So this isn't actually, like, I figured this was like some good hackers that like went in and hacked a database.
Is that like using FOIA?
It's the snitches.
That's right. It's a Freedom of Information Act request in Missouri.
In communist Missouri, the state snitches you out.
In St. Louis County, they'd urged the community to share details of anyone not following guidelines in response to the coronavirus pandemic and noted in the terms and conditions that the information may be shared publicly. Because... You know, nobody reads the terms and conditions, right?
No, I don't.
However, some people may not have read the small print, submitted tips via an online form and email form from the end of March. Many had asked for their communications to remain private. Still, the documents published online ended up being shared on social media, and one man, Jared Toch, helped spread it further as he posted it in a Facebook group. Quote, here you go, the gallery of snitches, busybodies, and employees who rat out their own neighbors and employers over the pandemic.
There must be a lot of very upset people named Karen in Missouri right now.
The complaints resulted in 29 businesses receiving citations in April, and now people are worried they may get fired as a result of reporting the company they work for. Or that other people may retaliate, and I hope they do.
Yeah, no doubt. You're trying to shut the company you work for down. You need to be fired.
Quote, I'm not only worried about COVID, I'm worried about someone showing up at my door, showing up at my workplace, or getting me fired for doing what is right, said a tipster named Patricia.
Hey, you know what? No, that's not
doing
what's
right. She's lying. Her name's Karen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Snitching on people is not doing what's right.
It's true.
Quote, when there's something that happens next time, I'm not going to feel safe or protected enough to call the local authorities.
Mission accomplished.
Surprise, lady! You can't trust your government!
Yeah. What a shock!
Patricia.
Wait till you find out the whole thing is a fraud.
Patricia has lupus, and two other people in her household have autoimmune diseases, which put them at high risk of getting seriously ill or dying if they contract coronavirus.
Patricia, I just want to tell you, if you're listening, that... The government has itself ruled time and time again that it has no responsibility, no duty to protect you at all on any level. That's military, that's police. It has no responsibility, no duty to protect you at all, period.
The only thing they protect is the politicians and the corporations.
Yep.
Patricia went on to say, we live in a society where doing what's right doesn't always get rewarded. We have to be extra careful because we don't have the strength to fight this. I saw a lot of businesses that were non-essential that were open and had lines outside, parking lots filled, as if the order didn't matter to them. And that was kind of frustrating. So she
snitched them all. Maybe you should go hide in the cave somewhere, Patricia, if you're so afraid.
Patricia, who didn't want her last name mentioned, said in a video she believes the personal information should have been redacted. And then they go on to talk about the number of cases and so on and so forth.
Yeah, Patricia, you're a sad excuse for
so
a human.
Thanks to whoever it was that filed the Freedom of Information Act request in this particular case.
I do occasionally enjoy when it's possible to you know, do something creative like that to use the system against itself.
It was apparently this Jared Tosh guy, so to give him credit where credit's due, he said, quote, if they're worried about retaliation, they should have read the fine print, which stated their tips would be open public record, subject to a sunshine request, and should not have submitted the tips in that manner to begin with. He said, I released the info in an attempt to discourage such behavior in the future. Asked how he felt about someone possibly losing their job because their email was published, Tosh was under the impression it would be deserved. Quote, I'd call it poetic justice, instant karma, a dose of their own medicine. What goes around comes around. They're now experiencing the same pain that they themselves helped to inflict on those they filed complaints against.
If any of you know Jared Tosh, please buy him a beer for me. I'm happy to reimburse you.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go.
Jared Tosh, thank you for your service.
Kudos.
Right. Well, let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We've got Jet calling from the USH, and if my memory is correct, I invented that term on Saturday. That is the United States of Hysteria.
Nice.
Jet, what's on your mind?
That's right. That's why I use that. I'm sorry I didn't call in earlier. I keep forgetting. I was out mowing a stupid lawn.
We've been waiting for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I've been wanting to play. I've been wanting to play the game. Let's play Say No Gov. Anyway, do that thing. Maybe next week.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk today about borders and kings. I'm hoping that this whole thing will help people understand the stupidity of these things we call borders and the governors of those borders and things like that, because it's just so silly about how one is opening, one is closing, one is doing this, one is prohibiting that, one is saying okay. I mean, people should start to realize, I think, that these crazy people, these so-called, I don't know, tyrants, what do you want to call them, are just other people.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to really talk about was to ask your listeners, how does your neighbor become king? In other words, they decide, you know, that they're going to get some signatures and get on a ballot and then get voted for, and maybe 15% of all people, you know, around them actually voted for this person.
I didn't vote for you.
That's what I'd love to hear what people think, because everyone seems to just want to bow down to these people.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs.
Not me.
And we thank you for the call, Jet. It is interesting how when people do become these political rulers, how few people actually, you know, have voted them into power. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
To the final segment of the live Monday night version of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And that's the perspective that we try and keep. You know, if we have an agenda here at Free Talk Live, it's all about freedom and what it takes to achieve it. How do you get it? How do you know when you have it? How do you know when you've lost it? And what goes on in the world that makes that go round or otherwise disappear? With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And, Ian, you said you had another bit for show prep about some business owners and how they get screwed out of their freedom.
Well, I mean, not specifically their freedom, okay. But because they chose to enter into an agreement with the government in this particular case.
Ooh.
So this is more of like a
Deal with the devil.
Yeah, this is an I told you so moment where, you know, we could have predicted this story was going to come at some point when the government gang, the federal gang, was announcing, we got all this free money. It's free forgivable loans. You just do what we say with the loans and then it'll all be forgiven.
Sign this paperwork right here.
Right. And so there were actually people who, like, and I don't remember who they were, but people like within our sphere,
yes,
who were talking about, well, free money from the government. Why shouldn't we take it? And while I'm not I'm not opposed on principle, like I agree with what nobody has said previously. Like if the government's going to give you some money, and it's no big deal to take it, then there's nothing inherently wrong with you taking it. It's your money anyway that they stole from you in the beginning, and they are a criminal gang, and they're going to give it to somebody, whether it be, you know, people making bombs that, you know, explode over innocent people in the Middle East, or it goes into your bank account. So, like, I don't blame somebody for doing this. And with the money that just showed up in somebody's bank account for the $1,200, well, there was no agreement with that, so, like, no big deal. But with a loan, you are specifically asking them, you're coming to the government and saying, I'd like some of that.
Yep.
And then they're going to say, well, here you go. You can have it, but you got to do A, B, C, X, Y, and Z in order to make sure you can get it forgiven.
Terms and conditions may apply.
And I said, you know, a few weeks ago, you don't want to get into bed with the devil. It's not going to be a fun time.
There are some ways that I would like to. For example, one of the things on my bucket list is to get a loan from the National Endowment for the Arts so that I can write a book called You Dumb Bastards about how the National Endowment for the Arts shouldn't have given me the money.
that is artistic.
So just a couple of examples here from a story published in the New York Times. When a $192,000 loan from the federal government's small business aid program arrived in his bank account last month, George Evangelou, the founder of a custom woodworking company, felt like one of the lucky ones. Under the program's rules, Mr. Evangelou has 8 weeks from the day he received the cash to spend it. But nearly 3 weeks after the clock started...
There was a clock on how fast you had to spend it?
Get ready. There's rules attached to this money.
It's supposed to be spending stimulus.
But nearly 3 weeks after the clock started for him on April 14th, he hasn't used a penny. His quandary? If Mr. Evangelou wants the loan to be forgiven, he must spend three-quarters of it paying the 16 workers he laid off from his business, Urban Homecraft, in Brooklyn in late March.
That sounds like a great investment.
But bringing his workers back now, when they can't work in their fabrication shop or install woodwork in their clients' homes, won't help his business. And if New York City remains shut when his 8 weeks are up in mid-June, Mr. Evangelou would have to lay off his employees again, something he wants to spare them.
Right.
The government, quote, has made this so hard to use, he said. It starts to feel like a lose-lose situation, unquote.
Oh, no. Government activities are always win-lose. They win, you lose.
Yep.
The $660 billion Paycheck Protection Program was meant to extend a lifeline to small businesses battered by the pandemic, allowing them to keep employees on the payroll. But it has been dogged by problems. Countless small businesses couldn't get money, and hundreds of millions of dollars instead flowed to publicly traded companies. By the way, a few of whom made major headlines by giving back the money that they received.
Yeah.
And like the steak, you see the Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Stories. God, can you imagine how little advertising they could have bought for the $10 million that they gave back? Instead, they just gave back this $10 million and probably got hundreds of millions of dollars worth of advertising from it.
But are they open?
Presumably, it's their restaurant.
To go or area.
Now, many of the small businesses that did get loans are sitting on the money, unsure about whether and how to spend it. That's compromising the effectiveness of a program meant to help stabilize the country's reeling economy. Some owners don't see the point of hiring back workers when business is so slow. Others chafe at having to use the money within 8 weeks, when they would like to keep the financial cushion for longer. And many of the owners are confused about whether they have any flexibility. They would rather use the cash to retool their operations for an altered world or buy protective equipment for the workers, but the rules require them to spend it on specific expenses like payroll. Owners also say they're afraid of running afoul of the program's rules, which are complicated.
No.
Really?
I can't imagine.
Ambiguous. And still evolving. Accountants, lawyers, and lenders are struggling to understand the nuances in offering clients tentative guidance.
Wait, so people have taken these loans,
yep,
and the rules surrounding the loans about what they can and can't do, when they can and can't do it, are still being written?
They don't understand them, number one. Lawyers and accountants are still trying to figure it out, so like they don't really know what they're doing. It's chaos, said Howard Berkauer, a New York lawyer who advises his corporate clients. He said, quote, it's impossible for businesses to have any degree of comfort that they're following the rules when the rules are still being written. And this goes back to what I said before. You get into bed with these people,
yep,
don't be surprised if they change the rules on you, even if you do your best to jump through all the arbitrary hoops that they put up.
Yep.
There are people who benefit from interacting with government, but as George Carlin said, it's a great big club, but But you're not in it, and you never will be.
The $2 trillion CARES Act, isn't that a great acronym? They care about you.
It's a horrible acronym, and generally when governments use acronyms that sound like that, they mean the opposite.
Yeah, Patriot Act, remember that one?
The unpatriotic, most unpatriotic thing ever.
Which created the program specifies that small businesses, generally those with fewer than 500 employees, can use the loan money to pay employees, but also for rent, utilities, or interest payments. The loans will be forgiven, they claim, if they are spent on those expenses within 8 weeks, and the business keeps paying the same number of employees at the same rate as it did before the pandemic. The Treasury Department and Small Business Administration, however, added a restriction. For a loan to be forgivable, businesses have to spend at least 75% of it on payroll. Otherwise, the rules say the borrower will pay interest of 1% on any portion of the loan that is not forgiven.
So if you make an error and you give 74% of it to your employees, guess what? You've got all that debt. You gave the money away, and now you have to pay for it.
And
great plan.
And the government took that money from you in the form of taxation.
Yeah, sure.
And now is loaning it back to you, and if you don't follow their specific guidelines, they're going to tax you again on the money that they've
and
already...
And people don't understand why we need AR-15s. Yeah. This is why we need AR-15s.
So your business can then go under, as it probably would have anyway, and now you'll still, you know, be on the hook for 100 and however many thousand dollars.
Yeah, right? And 1% or more.
So what's unclear is what happens if borrowers keep all the money as a loan to be used later, or if they must spend the entire sum within 8 weeks, with an economic turnaround perhaps months away. Take Jody Burns, the owner of Blaze and Fresh Donuts in Guilford, Connecticut. Ms. Burns could use the loan she got, an amount under $50,000, to hire back her 8 employees, but she'd be paying most of them to stay home, since the bakery's only open 12 hours a week these days.
Yeah.
She would prefer to hold on to the cash beyond the 8 weeks. Her hope is it becomes a low-interest loan that she can use for payroll and rent when her shop is open longer. But she doesn't know whether she can do that. She's called the local SBA office, the government that gave her the loan, the small business advisory organizations, a law firm, and her lender to ask for guidance. But no one has given her any assurances. And if they do, it's not in writing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, having signed documents requiring her to use the funds for purposes allowed under the Paycheck Program's rules, Ms. Burns is nervous about misusing them. She says, I don't accidentally want to commit bank fraud, she said. So how many of these business owners are going to screw up whatever these arbitrary rules are and end up facing criminal charges?
It's government. Here, have some.
You wanted their money. You get their rules.
Well, we're out of time for today. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Thanks to all of our callers.
Just say no to government.
Nobody. Thanks to you guys. We're here 7 days a week. Yeah, visit electnobody.com, freetalklive.com, and lcaptainkickass.com. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments, if even elections, without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of
what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.